singers. Everyone he meets, he says a singer. Oh, with every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are Ken won't live to see tomorrow.
Happy Passover, Andy.
Thanks. Is today the second night of Passover?
I don't know. I think so. I guess if it's
we celebrated.
You might want
to. We tried to beat the
into
traffic.
The mic.
Why? Why? What's the argument
so that
for?
So that you can be heard.
If I have something important to say, I will do that, Ken.
Well, it's your show. I shouldn't sound three times as loud as you. If you went on TV, would you put a sheet over your head?
That's a good point. You've given us a lot to think about, Ken.
Yeah, thank you.
Shut up. Shut up now.
Okay.
No, that's interesting about the sheet and the TV.
Yeah, I was laughing in a whisper because you whispered to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, great Passover Seder at your house.
How would you know?
I know that you didn't see me, but I was there.
Is that what the dogs were barking at?
Yes, it is.
You were behind the garage?
Yeah. And I watched the entire thing, and I even got some food.
Yeah. Well, we left the door open for Elijah. I thought I saw you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't use Elijah's door. Elijah never showed, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you still believe in him, but sorry to bust your bubble. Nothing, huh?
Wait, I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else.
What were you thinking about?
Just if I really had a bubble and what it would be like to have it busted like that. Thinking about bubbles.
Yeah.
You got me thinking about bubbles.
So you're back at work now. You couldn't hack the unemployment. So you're
yeah. Actually, I took a job. I'm taking some jobs.
Yeah, you took a couple of jobs.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I can't do nothing, but I don't want to work. You know, it's the perfect Venn diagram. What do you call it when it's the
Venn diagram?
Yeah, you know where they overlap. Not wanting to work
and not wanting to do nothing.
Yeah.
WFMU.
It's here. This is it.
I know. Somebody pointed it out last week, and I agreed with them that your line last week was, I don't want to do nothing, but I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
That's perfect, man. That's
FMU DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's everybody I know.
That's the ad you would run on Craigslist to fill my slot.
Yeah. Well.
Are you looking to do nothing but do something? Have I got a time slot for you?
Don't want to do nothing, but also don't want to do anything?
Yeah. Are you free on hump day? On Wednesday afternoons?
Oh, is this because one of your jobs is going to make you so successful that you'll give up the show? Is this why you're wondering, wondering about finding a replacement?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? A job so successful. I could just tell you to take this job and shove it. You can shove this time slot, Ken. Oh my God, that's my little fantasy.
Yeah, you don't get paid.
Well, that's true.
So saying take the time slot and shove it doesn't ring. Yeah,
it's not quite as powerful a statement.
Right. Yeah. Damn. Well, anyway, people really enjoyed the show last week.
Tell me what we did last week.
I don't remember what we did.
Tell me what people you're referring to.
Just listeners who've emailed me and
listeners. Yeah. Yeah, they're tough to please. The emailing listeners.
It was music related. I do know that, and that's always fun.
Oh yeah, we were naming genres.
Oh yeah, that's right. We did the genre thing.
And we have another music idea.
Yes, also your idea.
This one's for you, Candy. These are my little gifts to you. Happy birthday, pal.
Thank you. Early.
I wouldn't know.
Hey, happy birthday to Irwin, too.
Is today his birthday?
Oh, it was a couple of days ago. You know what I got him for his birthday?
I got him a piece of bazooka gum. What did you get him?
I got Peter Frampton inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for him.
Is that true? That was announced?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, let's do a show about the Monkees.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to do a debate.
Yeah.
A debate about the Monkees.
Why are the Monkees not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, there's no. It's just fashion. You know, it's just stupid.
Just taste. It's just not cool.
Yeah.
They don't sit at the cool kids'
table.
Right,
they weren't cool, even though they lived in Laurel Canyon and opened for Jimi Hendrix.
And when did Peter Frampton get to sit at the cool kids' table? Never.
No, there was.
I think they're widening their net a little, don't you?
There was a brief period of time after Frampton Comes Alive, before I'm In You came out, when he was allowed to sit at the cool kids' table. Didn't last long, though, at all.
There's nothing cooler than the Monkees.
There's only one monkey left.
We're down to one monkey.
Yeah. One monkey.
We have to treasure that monkey. Mickey Dolan.
Yes.
We have to protect him. He's like an endangered species.
What can we do for him?
Well, I actually, in my youth, did I ever tell you this story? After 32 years, do I have a story you haven't heard?
Probably, yeah.
I sold Mickey Dolan's wholesale meat supply, a supply of wholesale meat.
That's right. You did tell the story.
I've done my share.
There are listeners who haven't heard it. So
I don't think so.
Go right ahead and
I'd like to meet them.
Go right ahead and tell your hilarious wholesale meat Mickey Dolan story.
I don't have a hilarious wholesale meat Mickey Dolan story.
Yes, you do. I've heard it.
Well, it's a wholesale meat Mickey Dolan story. I would not call it particularly funny.
Hilarious, I thought.
I'd have to work on it and embellish it.
Okay. Well, tell it in 2 weeks when you're back.
Yeah, I'll tease it.
Yeah.
I'm billboarding it.
So tonight what we want to do is Andy's going to give $5 to WFMU every time a listener can call up with a band and a song title, and Andy can't figure out if it's real or not.
I try to divine. Yeah, you give me the name of a band, you give me the name of a song that they recorded, or the name of an album, and I will try to, I don't know if guessing is the right word.
Yeah.
I will divine. I believe I'm pretty intuitive. I believe I can read people pretty well.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be able to tell.
Yeah, you get to ask a question.
Oh, yeah, I'll ask them a question, and I'll be able to tell if they're full of BS. Are you allowed to say BS?
Yes, you are. Oh, yeah. You can say BS,
or if it's legitimate. I'm pretty good at it, and this all came about because last week we were listing musical genres, and I was convinced you were making half of them up. In fact, almost all of them were legit, right?
Yeah, I only rejected a single genre last week.
So if you want to try to stump me, come up with a name of a band, name of a song title, either real or imagined, and I will try to guess whether it's real or fiction.
And bear in mind that Andy doesn't know any music post 1976, but he's a very good gamer. So, for example, if everybody was calling up with real bands, you know, that he doesn't know, if that happened three times in a row, he would just start figuring out that every single person was doing that. So we have to be able to trip him up.
But what constitutes a real band? There's a million garage bands. There are kids forming bands and dissolving bands every day.
It's true. I'm using Discogs as the ultimate source of truth.
Oh, you'll be able to verify it?
Yeah.
So it has to be a real band that actually released a record.
Yes, it has to have been a commercial release, and I have to be able to, if I don't know it, I have to be able to find it on Discogs, if it's real. But if it's fake and Andy thinks it's real, then he has to give WFMU $5. That's the game.
I should warn you in advance, I've heard of the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay, good to know.
Okay.
Can't fool me
with the Black Eyed Peas.
I'm getting a piece of paper.
Good luck trying to fool me.
Okay, so you know the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else do you know? Oh, we have to give out the phone number. It's 201-209-9368.
I know I've heard of other bands. Hold on.
Yeah. So we know the bands that you know.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay, good. Good to know that you know about them.
It's Severe Tire Damage. Is that a band?
Yes. I am amazed you knew that.
Well, I just guessed. I just imagined.
Really?
Well, how could there not be?
Yeah, exactly. It's a great phrase.
Yeah. Did I mention the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah. And are the phones broken? Why are we not getting... All right, time for a phone test.
I wonder. Is that a real question or is that rhetorical? Are you really curious about why we're not getting phone calls?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Okay, there we go.
You are really?
I really was.
You haven't been paying attention? I've been listening to the first 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyone listening to the first 12 minutes would not be surprised at all.
Oh, that nobody was calling in?
No.
Oh, I was surprised.
We sound like a couple of lamos. A couple of L7s.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you want to stump Andy?
Yeah, I want to try for it.
Okay. Hold on. Let me kind of get into it.
Now, don't forget that Andy knows the Black Eyed Peas, Hootie and the Blowfish, and Severe Tire Damage.
Yeah, you can't fool me with those guys.
All right, I'm going to try a band called, let's just call it Rotator Cuff, like your shoulder.
Yeah.
And the name of the song would be, I think it's Alfa Romeo.
Alfa Romeo, like the car?
Yes.
Okay.
Alfa Romeo as sung by Rotator Cuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I get to ask you a question.
Yep.
Have you ever seen these guys live?
No.
Where are they from? What do you know about them?
Well, you can't ask questions like that. Where are they from? What do you know about
them? Why can't I ask them questions?
No, you can ask one question.
Okay. Which one?
You asked your one question.
What was my question?
Just tell
me where they're from. Just name a town.
Your question was, have you ever seen them live? That was your question.
Well, they're from Highland Park, New Jersey.
I don't believe a word of this. I don't believe a word of this.
Okay, so you say it's fake.
Yeah. I'm betting $5 that this guy's...
Okay.
It's not just fake. This guy's so full of it, his eyes are brown. Are your eyes brown? Tell me the truth. Oh,
what's
maybe
your
he's
name?
Not full of it.
Green-eyed caller, what's your name?
Ron.
Okay, thanks, Ron. We will address this on the air now.
Okay, you've never heard of Rotator Cuff.
Did you divine that?
Yes.
From the way I reacted?
Well, you have that dumb glazed look in your eye. I just assume you were lost as me.
Okay.
Rotator Cuff from Highland Park. Alfa Romeo. No.
Well, there's
no.
What is it? There's an entry in there for Rotator Cuff. Yes.
Oh my God.
They're in there. You lose $5.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Look at that. They're in Discogs. 1995.
Wait, but does it count if they're not very good?
And they are from, Highland Park. Oh, and look at that. They were produced by Kramer, friend of the station.
Wait. But. If they're not very good, shouldn't we split the money?
No. That doesn't enter into it at all.
I guess it's rock and roll, right?
Yeah. Okay, round two. We're playing Stump Andy. What the hell can we call this? I couldn't come up with a name for this. So what the hell can we call this?
How about try to make Andy guess if it's a real band or not?
Yeah, that's
Arama. Arama. Let me finish. Arama.
Okay. All right. Round two.
201-209-9368. Wait, do I really owe you $5?
Yeah.
God.
You're on the air.
How does this happen?
I can't believe I got through.
Neither can I.
Yeah. Shoot. I'm going to be so mad if I have to write you a check. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
What's your name, caller?
Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, it's Sam. Sam the Appraiser. Don't forget that Andy knows Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, okay.
You can't fool him with that one.
Yeah, and I'm also familiar now with Rotator Cuff.
Great band. Highland Park Strong.
Yeah. Do you ever hear him do Alfa Romeo live?
Say a fake band and make Andy think it's real.
Yes, you do a fake band. You come up with a fake band, exactly.
No, you either have a fake band or a real band.
Oh, I guess that's enough.
And a song. Andy has to guess which, if it's fake or real.
But you have to tell me if it's fake or real.
And if he loses, no, you don't tell him if it's fake
what?
Or real.
How am I supposed to know?
You know, I think, Andy, I think there's a band called Mouse on Mars.
Oh God!
And,
a
song. They have a song called "Scat."
All right, I have. But wait, I get to ask you a question. I get to.
You get
probe
to ask
a
one
bit.
Question.
Yeah. Mouse on Mars. Okay. How did you hear? Let me see. Who turned you on to this band? Oh, he's just going to say FMU. Yeah.
My roommate. In college.
Oh, that's even dumber. That's even a dumber answer.
It's true, though.
Okay, Andy.
Wait. What's your roommate's name?
Do I have to say that?
Yeah.
That's a second question.
It is a second question, Andy.
Yeah. His name was John.
And what would you say John's biggest problem was? Not now, but back then in college.
Drugs?
Yeah, drugs. Oh, that's right. Okay. It all rings true.
Yeah. So what's the verdict, Andy? Mouse on Mars.
Hold
on.
Hold on.
Scat.
John, the junkie roommate, John.
We didn't determine he was a junkie, just that he had a drug problem.
Yeah, fine, Ken. Fine, Ken. I don't know. Whatever planet you're on, Ken, it must be wonderful. All right. So 201-209-9368. And now we're even, right? Because I guessed that one correctly.
No, you haven't guessed.
Well, I think you just blanked.
No, you have to guess.
All right. I'm going to say.
Real or fake?
I'm going to say this is real.
Ooh, Andy gets one.
Really? You
Andy
know the
gets
band?
One, right?
Do you know the band?
I know the band. Sam, I'm assuming Scat is a real song by Mouse on Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They used to end their shows with it.
Oh, man, I heard them do a 35-minute long version one time.
Yeah, I saw them open for Rotator Cuff once.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what a great bill.
I saw them open for Stereolab once in Montreal.
Nice.
Liar. Liar. No such band as Stereolab.
Nice, Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, somebody else does Stereolab now.
And I challenge, there's no such city as Montreal. I challenge everything.
There's a city called Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
Montreal.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Sam the Appraiser.
Okay.
Thank
so, you. Hey, I'm back to even.
Yes, you're back to zero.
I'm back to ground level. This is where I live. This is where I belong. Back to zero.
Every time Andy guesses wrong, the station gets $5.
All I have to do now is stall.
Hi, you're on the air. Would you like to stump Andy?
I would.
Okay,
oh, no.
What's your name?
CJ.
Hi, CJ.
Hmm.
Okay, so go ahead.
I don't even believe in CJ.
So before my son was born in 2004.
Okay, hold on. Son, 2004. Okay, these are all clues that I'll be processing.
Yeah. I saw a great show in New York.
Okay.
City. Uh-huh. And what was the band?
Five.
Sorry, say that again.
Song was Sausage Gut.
Sorry, we're talking all over you. Give us the band and the song name again.
J5.
And the song that you mentioned was what?
Sausage Gut.
Okay, and you saw this show in New York before your son was born. You were 6 months pregnant.
It must have been around 2004.
Went to this show. You went to see J5 6 months pregnant. Am I right?
Oh, who knows? But can you figure it out? Who's the band?
Wait, is the question who's the band?
Yeah, no, we need to know the name of the band, and then Andy has to guess whether it's true or not.
Well, it's all true.
Okay, and the band's name is J5.
And there's a movie
Uh-oh.
That has the first part of the band's name.
Okay, she's withholding the name of the band.
Yeah, we need to.
It must be a real band.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah,
she doesn't get it.
Yeah,
she didn't. You don't quite get the rules of the game, but we love you for this, right? We love you for calling.
Yes, we do.
And I'm sure you're a wonderful mother.
And it's quite clear that this is true, that the story she's telling is true.
And your son now is 20 years old now. Can you believe it?
Almost
20. Would you remind your son tonight, just at some point tonight or the next time you talk to him, that he can now be tried as an adult?
Oh, he already knows that.
Does he? Does he really?
Well, that's not necessarily true. If he has a fake ID.
You know, yeah, good luck getting that passed.
That makes him younger.
We're not joking around. You tell your son to leave that open container back
at
the bar.
Well, we're going to go see the before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
The day before Mother's Day, we're going to see Los Straitjackets in Rochester, New York for their 30th anniversary.
Oh,
well, that's
boy.
The name of the band, I guess, the Straitjackets.
Is Nick Lowe playing with them?
I already saw that, but there's a J.
I don't know what the hell she's talking about. She's giving us a clue.
Okay, CJ, we are going to move on.
Yeah, okay.
And if you want to stump Andy, then call back.
Yeah.
The game is Stump Andy.
Well, CJ's playing a different game.
Yeah.
Yeah, CJ has her own game.
Yeah, but the game
works. Why is our game so important and so much better than her game?
I'm not saying it is, but we are playing different games.
We're playing different games. You got to love CJ.
Yeah, this is our radio show, and the game we're playing is you call up with a band and a song, and Andy has to guess
my
whether...
My favorite moment of the show so far.
Yeah.
And we're about 18 minutes in.
Uh-huh.
I say to CJ, your son can be tried as an adult. CJ's response, oh, he knows. That's there's a story there.
That tells me he wasn't able to get a good quality fake ID.
That tells me everything. That tells me everything about the kid.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you want to stump Andy?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Okay. Good. What's your name?
Matthew.
Okay, Matthew.
Okay, Matthew.
Go ahead.
Okay. So there's a big post-punk band, big in New York back in the 80s, called the One Dimensional Men, and they had a hit called Hot Tin Roof, kind of based on the Tennessee Williams play.
They wrote a song based on the Tennessee Williams play, and the name of the band was
The One Dimensional Men.
The One Dimensional Men. And they played around. They played around Manhattan when you were kicking around Manhattan in the 80s.
Not Manhattan, more around like you know CBGBs.
CBGBs, okay. And you saw them multiple times. You loved them.
Oh yeah, they were great. They're like the Talking Heads, you know. They were in with that whole set.
Ken's never heard of them. Ken's never heard of them.
It's so terrible that I just cannot. I cannot hide anything.
I know, but this guy's spewing so many the minutia, the little details.
But you're right. I've never heard of him, but that doesn't matter. No,
exactly.
They might have been a band that played downtown in
and
that
you
era.
You were unconscious for most of the 80s.
Yes, the early 80s. It's my blackout years.
I know, exactly.
No, I don't remember a thing.
I know. You could do anything to Ken physically in the early 80s, and he would not remember it. I'm going to say that is a real band.
Matthew, do you want to tell us whether they're real or not, and then I'll verify?
What is it?
Are they a real band?
No.
I made it up. All right. Good job, Matthew. You cost Andy $5, so he's $5 in the hole.
Wait. Shouldn't we be verifying whether or not he made it up?
Okay, I'll look it up.
Oh, no. Why would he lie about that?
I made it up.
Why would he lie about that?
Right.
What, to what end? To give you $5?
One Dimensional Man.
Oh.
I'll match it in October.
You know what? There is a band called One Dimensional Man.
Well, of course there is. I'm very familiar with them.
But they didn't write Hot Tin Roof.
Okay, but they're from Italy from 1996. Okay.
No. They're from Europe. Oh, yeah, Italy. They're from Europe in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. One-dimensional man.
But he was talking about...
Men, plural. I said men, plural.
Okay, but these guys actually toured... they did tour Manhattan in the 80s.
Francesco Valenti?
Yeah, they did a couple nights at CBGB's.
That version of the band?
Now I'm doubting myself.
No.
No, Andy, you can't...
It was during their Hot Tin Roof period.
You can't wiggle out of this one,
it was during their Tennessee Williams period.
Thanks, Matthew.
Wait a minute.
Matthew won.
Can't I wiggle my way back to even?
No. You're $5 in the hole. And we're playing Stump Andy. You call in with a band and a song, and Andy has to guess whether it's real or not.
Will you lower some water down into the hole?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling.
What's your name, caller?
My name's Evan.
Hi, Evan.
Hi.
Okay, Evan, go ahead. What's the band and the song title?
All right, let's go with...
let's go with...
How Many Beans Make Five?
Huh? What?
The name of the band is...
How Many Beans Make Five.
That's the band name.
That is a great name for a band. It's the most memorable name for a band. What song do you remember from them?
I don't know. Blue in the Face.
Okay, the band is supposedly called How Many Beans Make Five.
I'm going to say this is a real band, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I hope it's a real band. I hope that's a real band.
Okay, Evan, what's the verdict? Real or not real?
It's real.
Yeah.
All right.
It's such, it's the, I get him with such a weird name.
It's the greatest name I've ever heard. It's so off the charts. It's so off the charts great.
There they are. All right, good job, Evan.
Of all the bands of all the names that have been spewed in the first half hour, that's one that I'll remember.
How many? I won't remember.
How many beans make five?
Yeah, that's it is.
Well, it's something that a 4-year-old would say, or right. Somebody that's just suffered an industrial accident.
But it might make sense if you have two beans, and you're not good at arithmetic. You might be wondering how many more you need
it's
to make
It's so terribly
five.
Phrased.
Yeah.
You're either an immigrant or a rock musician.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, so I'm back at even.
Yes, you're even again.
Oh, my God. All I've got to do is just maintain the status quo.
Hi, caller. Do you want to stump Andy? Hey.
Oh, I'd love to stump Andy, Ken. Can't believe I got through.
It's Zachary.
Oh, hey, Zach.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Zach. Oh, now, wait. Now, Zach... Zach is very creative. Zach is very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think Zach has come up with a phony band.
You're going to preemptively? Okay.
No, not preemptively. Well, I'm just saying that's where I would be leaning if it doesn't ring 100% true,
yeah.
I'm going to lean that way.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Zach.
Okay.
The band, Butt Trumpet. And the song is I'm Ugly and I Don't Know Why. It's a classic.
I have to guess whether or not there's a band called Butt Trumpet.
Right.
And whether they've sung
I'm Ugly and I Don't Know Why.
Zach, yeah. do you have this song on your iPhone?
On my Android, yeah.
Play it now.
No.
Yes.
No,
yes.
You can't do
sing
that.
Sing one line. Sing
no,
the first line.
No.
Sing the first line.
You asked that. You asked your one question, Andy.
Sing just one line.
No,
from the,
you asked your one question.
From the verse. From the chorus.
No, you can't do that. Come on.
You're ugly because you're ugly.
All right. I'm going to guess. Line. I'm going to go with my initial gut feeling.
Okay.
That Zach is enjoying trying to fool me, and I can see that you don't recognize it. So I'm going to say this is a made up band. Butt Trumpet.
There is a band called Butt Trumpet.
It's not the one.
Oh yeah, Primitive Enema, Andy.
It's not the one Zach's
thinking
of.
It's the name of the album.
Yeah, Primitive Enema. There it is.
Oh, Butt Trumpet.
Yeah, Butt Trumpet.
Oh, I thought he said Bug Trumpet.
Oh, yeah, I'm Ugly and I Don't Know Why, with Bianca Butthole on bass.
Well played.
Yeah.
Well played, Zach.
One of the Butthole sisters.
Whatever happened to Butt Trumpet? Like all supergroups.
I think people died in it from the original lineup.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Primitive Enema, that came out back in 93, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were you when you heard that the bassist for Butt Trumpet died?
Are you asking me or Zach?
I'm asking you, Ken. I was driving home. I remember it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was a day like any other.
Huh.
And it wasn't just me, but cars up and down the freeway, they were pulling over.
Wow, amazing.
People were just overwhelmed.
I was in a presidential motorcade, as I recall.
You were in Dallas?
It might have been Dallas, yes.
Yeah, that when you heard about Buttrump.
Yeah. Suddenly the shot rang out.
Yeah.
And it was the guy, Butt Trumpet off in the distance.
The guy on the grassy knoll got a 2-for-1 that day.
All right. Thank you, Zach. Well played. Thanks. You put Andy back in the hole. We're playing Stump Andy. You give us a call at 201-209-9368 with the name of a band and their song, and Andy has to divine whether it's true or not. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm in the hole.
Hey, Dark Naked and the Car Thieves.
Darth Naked and the Car Thieves. And what's and your name? What's your name, sir?
The song is Can't Stop Thinking About the Good Time.
And the name of the band, say that first word again. Dark?
Darth.
Darth.
Dark Naked and the Car Thieves.
I think he's saying
Dark Naked. Can't Stop Thinking About the Good Time.
Dark Naked and the Car Thieves. Can't Stop Thinking About the Good Time.
That's really creepy. And what's your name, sir, caller?
Scott.
Hey, Scott.
I'm so embarrassed tonight to be a fan of rock and roll. Aren't you?
You get to ask Scott one question. You can't ask him to sing the first line. Andy, the band is Dark Naked and the Car Thieves.
Stark.
Stark Naked. No, Stark.
Okay, Stark Naked.
Oh, Stark Naked.
Ah. Even creepier. Okay. Stark Naked in the Car Thieves.
But you know what? I believe it's a real... Yeah, Stark Naked like a flasher. I believe it's a real band because he was correcting us.
Yes.
We were pitching alternate names.
Right.
Well, if I wrote down a fake name, I would be reading it off a piece of paper now, wouldn't I?
You don't have a piece of paper. This is a real band. You just gave yourself up, pal.
Scott, is it real or not? I'm
it's
checking.
Real.
I'm checking.
It's real from '69.
From when?
1969.
Wow.
69. Yeah.
Band.
Yeah, there it is. Stark Naked and the Car Thieves. Can't Stop Thinking About the Good Times.
Yeah.
All right. So Andy.
They performed at Woodstock, but they ended up not in the movie.
I should have let you go with Dark Naked in the Car Thieves.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Matter. Scott. Well played for Andy. Andy's back on level ground again. He doesn't owe the station any money. Every time he gets one wrong, he has to throw in $5 into the pot. And your goal is just to walk away at zero.
My goal is to run away at zero.
Okay.
To run.
Run. Okay.
To jump and skip down those stairs at zero. Imagine leaving this building and not owing you money. It's like a fantasy. It's like a dream I have, a recurring dream.
It's happened. You keep that dream.
It doesn't happen much.
You keep that dream.
At least I got your money this weekend. Got you and your wife.
That's true.
You and your wife anteed up, played some poker.
Yep.
You bought in a few bucks.
Yep. That was fun.
Yeah, I got some money back from this damn station.
Yeah.
Finally.
I had such bad luck.
Yeah,
as you can imagine, I'm a terrible poker player. Because every caller tonight, you've been able to just look over at me and tell whether I knew or not. And I am trying to hide it.
Well, you have a tell.
What is my tell?
Well, when you don't know a band, like if you don't recognize it, you do this under your breath. It's probably involuntary. You go, huh? You've been saying, huh? I've been hearing it. It's very
really?
Quiet. Yeah.
Huh.
Exactly. There
like
it
that.
Is. Yeah, like that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Do you want to stump Andy?
Yeah, I want to stump Andy.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Grant. First-time caller, long-time listener, and very happy you've gotten through.
Oh, I can tell this.
Welcome, Grant.
I can tell this guy's full of it. You've never heard our show before in your life.
I'm calling from London.
Ah.
And I had a Bud Trumpet CD.
Wow.
Did you?
Yeah, so, you know, anyway.
From the late 60s, early 70s?
No.
No, they're from 93.
Oh, Butt Trumpet?
Butt
oh, I'm
Trumpet.
Now getting confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually bought their CD.
We're not just talking about Stark Naked and the Car Thieves.
Grant, did you buy it just based on the name of the band?
That is exactly true.
That's a good name
for a
band.
It is a good name for a band because a Butt Trumpet is a real thing.
That's something Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young never got to say.
No.
People bought our record just because of the intriguing name.
Hideously long name. Okay, here we go.
Okay, Grant.
Here we go.
Yep.
Here we go.
So the name of the band is Ultra Max. I mean Bomb. Ultra Bomb.
Huh.
And the song is called Stickman.
Stickman or Stickmen?
Stickman. Like Hangman, but with
like Hangman.
One man, okay. Ultra Bomb.
Well, I'm going to say this
and
is
and the song Stickman.
I think because it was a little slip of the tongue, because he corrected himself. Mm-hmm. It feels legitimate. I'm going to say this is a real band, even though I can tell Ken is baffled and is lost and doesn't recognize them. I'm going to say it's a real band. Am I right, Grant?
You are right, Andy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't see them on Discogs.
Oh, please. No, they're big in London.
They're incompetent. But it's a bait.
They're huge.
My friends, I can say that.
Oh, there they are. Sorry, there they are.
Yeah.
Okay, I found them.
Maybe you remember their song Stickman.
Okay. They have a song called Stickman.
Yeah, there it is.
Grant, what do you do in London?
I'm a worthless... here's something interesting.
Well...
So, yeah. My partner won the trip to be with you guys.
Oh, great.
To see
Neil Young. Are you coming?
So here's the thing. I didn't want to come because I cannot stand Neil Young.
Yeah.
His voice.
Right.
I love him. As
well,
a
exactly.
Being. He's a beautiful man.
Well, we're going to hold up a sign telling him to stop singing like a girl.
But, Grant, maybe the joke is over. Maybe now he'll sing in his real voice. We're hoping this is the tour where he sobers up.
Then the other reason why I didn't want to come was because I didn't want to, like, be a total comedy geek and bother Andy all night long while he's trying to enjoy the show.
No, now I'm going out of my way. I'm inviting you personally to join. Wait, what is your friend's name, the winner?
That is so sweet. So Isabel won these tickets somehow.
Yeah.
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 During the fundraising
like a
marathon.
Lifelong member. But she didn't actually pledge that night. It seemed to be like a terrible mix-up.
Hmm.
And well, this has been weighing on my mind.
She
and
put
now she can't go.
Oh, she can't
Isabel
go.
Can't go?
She can't go. Because she has to do Burning Man stuff.
Grant, you're telling me that Isabel can't go? That means we have to give the
tickets to
the runner-up.
Or Grant can come with a friend.
That's true. Grant could come.
I don't have any cute friends. I don't have any cute female friends. I just am.
Well, Grant, you have.
Grant
you
just
have,
has Isabel.
Grant, you have 3 weeks.
I so want to just hang out with you, too. I love you guys so much.
Well, wait, I'm coming to London, actually, on Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah, get in touch with Ken through. Get in touch with me through Ken, and we'll say hello.
Yeah, and tell Isabel to email me.
Now we've resolved the ticket. You can give it to the second person. Remember, we announced it.
We did have a runner-up.
We have a runner-up.
Oh my God! Wait, let's call them now. Let's call them live.
No, I don't.
No, have, just.
I don't have the person.
For once, let's make a joyous, positive.
I don't have his name on the top of my. On the tip of my tongue. I don't know his name.
Oh, my God. How prescient were we to have...
A runner-up.
To have Michelle pick another car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did we announce who that runner-up was?
No, we did not. So the runner-up doesn't even know he's the runner-up.
We shouldn't have won it in the first place. Now we can't go.
Well, you tell... Well, maybe... Well, maybe... Maybe I'll see you over Christmas and you can buy me a... You can buy me a milkshake. Do they have milkshakes in London?
Oh, yeah. I'll find milkshakes.
Or what? I'll bring my own. I'll bring my own from New York.
Okay.
No, I think you should let Grant get you a milkshake in London.
I definitely will.
He'll screw it up. You know Grant.
But if you bring one from New Jersey, it's just going to be a piece of garbage by the time
you get it. I frankly don't trust him because this is, you know, Isabel. Oh, I can go see Neil Young. Oh, wait, I have to do.
So bad that you wish you brought one from New Jersey.
Are you going to bring a cooler or something? You're going to have special packing?
I'll bring a backup milkshake.
Dry ice?
All right. It's all good. Let's call the runner-up. Let's make someone happy.
Okay. Thanks, Grant. Love you, too.
Ken,
Andy,
let's do it.
I don't know
you
the person.
You do know who it
no,
was.
No, I don't.
You told me who the runner-up
yes,
was.
Yes, at the time. Yes, months
don't
ago.
Don't you have it, like, on your computer?
I don't have my computer with me. It's up in my office.
Well,
I would
one of your flying monkeys to run up there and do it.
I would have to go up into my office and get it.
Wouldn't that be a great phone call to do live?
No. I don't want to run up there. It'll take me 5 or 10 minutes to go up there. Things don't happen instantaneously.
Why don't you play? Well, let's play a Neil Young song.
We only have 18 minutes left.
Let's play an 18-minute Neil Young song, Little Cowgirl.
Walk Little Cowgirl.
Little Cowgirl in the Sand.
Why?
Because then we get to make this great phone call.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Live on the air. Oh, wait. Isn't there somebody upstairs right now? Okay. Isn't there somebody here?
No, there's not necessarily anybody from the
office.
Hello? They leave at 6.
Yeah.
Scott probably is gone by now. Yeah.
Fine.
No, it's just not feasible.
Well, how about this?
It would take me 5 to 10 minutes to find it, and, you know.
Oh. Well, that's going to be exciting. How about this? Let's make the phone call after the show, and I'll record that phone call. That'll be a fun phone call. I've never called somebody with good news. I know you haven't either.
Have I never?
I know you call people. You call people to fire them and let them go. That's kind of good news.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, many have taken it.
It brings you some joy.
Yes, many people have taken it as very good news.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for whoever doesn't even know.
So I guess you're saying that we should take Grant's word that Isabel cannot make it.
I guess you have to confirm it with Isabel.
Yeah, I'd like to confirm it with Isabel.
She has a conflict with Burning Man.
But she had mentioned that to me earlier.
That she might have a conflict.
Yeah, she does some work for Burning Man.
Out of London? Is there a European Burning Man?
No, but she works remotely and then has to come over here, I think, you know, maybe a few times or once. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the details.
Yeah.
But many people work remotely these days, Andy.
And what does she do for Burning Man?
I don't know.
Do you think she could get you and me into the orgy tent?
The orgy tent.
Yeah, the orgy tent. Here's what I know about the orgy tent.
Okay.
You don't get in without a woman. You can't go in stag.
You can't.
You'd have to dress as a woman if I wanted to go in with you.
Okay.
Or.
So we're past that hurdle.
Yeah.
Now we're in. Now what?
Now what? Hold on. Wait, I actually made some notes. You don't think I'm prepared for that question?
Shall we get back to it?
Oh, fine. Whatever makes you happy, son.
Hi, you're on the air. Would you like to stump Andy?
Would you like me to call Beth and try to talk her into going to the orgy tent?
Nah. You could not get me into Burning Man. I'm sorry.
No, you wouldn't get me.
Hi, what's your name, caller?
I once worked with a guy.
Yeah.
Whose dream it was to go to the orgy tent in Burning Man, and he was asking women if they joined him. He was looking for a date.
Was that your friend, the sex addict?
It's plus one. No, I can't tell you who it was.
Yeah.
It was actually someone that I
can probably get you tickets for that if you need, Andy.
Caller, what's your name?
My name is Doug.
Doug, hi. You got a song to stump Andy with?
Yeah. It's an obscure Bay Area punk polka band.
Okay.
From, I think, early 2000s. And the song is called Nuclear Polka, and the band was called The Fun Lovin' Dudes. That's I-N with an apostrophe.
There's some, you know, either he's a very experienced liar.
I have the 7-inch.
Okay, here's my question. Have you ever seen the Fun Loving Dudes live?
Yes, one time at a warehouse in Oakland 20 years ago, maybe.
This just rings true.
Does ring true.
There's a lot of work if he manufactured this.
Yeah.
I think this is the guy that wanted to tell this story on the radio.
It's either true or he's a great liar.
It's either true or false. Is that what you're saying?
No.
You've narrowed it down? Okay, I'm going to say this is true.
Doug, it's true, right?
No, it is not.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well played, Doug.
Wow. You don't want to play poker with Doug.
Burning Man if you want.
Yeah, exactly. Note to self, do not play poker with Doug.
All right, well played, Doug.
Okay, you
thank
just...
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Andy's back in the hole. He owes the station $5.
Nuclear polka.
I have heard of Nuclear Polka.
Wait, you have?
Yes, but I had not heard of the Fun Lovin'
Dudes. Wait. So what makes it not true then?
Well, maybe somebody else has a song called Nuclear
Polka.
Or
maybe there's a... Look, is there a band called Fun Lovin' Dudes?
I doubt it. That's a terrible name. No.
I think it's so terrible, it's good.
Yeah, no, there's no bands called the Fun Lovin' Dudes.
You know what's a great name for a band?
What?
Speaking of names, how many beans make five?
It is like a little kid joke.
Yeah.
And there's no song called Nuclear Polka either.
How could there not be a song called
Nuclear Polka? I know. Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Well, there will be by the end of tonight, now that we've given everyone the idea.
Well, that's just on Discogs. I'm just going by Discogs. Okay, here we go. Hi, you're on the air. Do you want to stump Andy?
Yes, I do.
What's your name?
Hero.
Hi, Hero.
Oh, wait, we've talked to Hero before.
Yes, many times.
Hero, how old are you?
8, turning 9.
Liar. Liar.
Why do you think Hero is lying to you?
I don't know. I'm just getting ready. I'm just getting ready for his band suggestion.
Okay.
Okay, Hero. You made up. Now, so just to be clear, you made up the name of a funny band, right? That you just made up.
No,
right?
He's going to give you the name of a band and a song, and you have to guess whether he made it up or not, or if it's real.
But Hero, you have to tell me. You're not a liar, right? You're an honest person. You have to tell me if it's real or not, okay?
No, he doesn't. That's contrary.
No, we're not encouraging this young man to lie.
That's contrary to the whole game.
Okay, Hero, first off, tell me if you're making it up.
No, you can't do that.
He's just a kid. I'm not going to encourage him to lie.
He's not just a kid. He understands the game.
Okay, Hero, what is the name of the band?
Too Tall and His Gang.
Too Tall and His Gang. Okay, and what is the name of the song?
It's Good to Exercise.
It's Good to Exercise. And now I do have a question, okay? And answer it very quickly, okay? Hero, you just made that up, didn't you?
You can't ask that question. Fine, you asked that question.
Okay, I think Hero is not a liar. Hero does not lie, and he certainly wouldn't lie on the radio. He's a well-brought-up young man. He's made his parents proud. Hero, you do very well at school also, right? Your last report card was really excellent.
Oh.
What are you trying to do here, Andy?
So I'm going to say Hero is not a liar, and this is a real band. It sounds like a band he saw on some TV show, maybe some streaming little cable show.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right, Hero?
No.
Wait a minute. Did you make this up, Hero?
Yes, I did.
Good job, Hero. Too Tall and His Gang is a great name.
Well, you were the...
That's a great name for a band.
Well, Hero, you're the spawn of the devil. You're evil incarnate.
Yeah, he put you $10 in the hole.
To be such a good liar.
You have not been $10 in the hole yet, and now
down
you are.
$10.
Yep.
To be such an excellent liar at such a young age. That's scary, Hero.
Well played, Hero. Good job.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we only have a couple of minutes left to stump Andy. Andy's $10 in the hole. You can hear how much it hurts him.
It does.
He's not making it up. It really does pain him.
Because I'm so damn
cheap.
To
lose. He's so cheap, and he's become a really serious gambling addict.
What is the station going to do with $10?
Put it in petty cash.
Mm-hmm. Maybe get a new pillowcase for the abortion clinic.
Oh!
You've been using the same pillowcase.
That seems pretty extravagant to me.
Just clean the one you have.
Okay, fine. We can clean the one we have. I personally think it's fine, but yeah. If you want to be a stickler. Hi, are you on the air?
I believe I'm on the air.
Yeah, you are on the air. What's your name, sir?
I'm Michael.
Hi, Michael. You got a band to stump Andy with?
I do.
Well, now, wait, here's the trend now. Wait a minute. The last few calls, our listeners have had 45, 50 minutes. They've absorbed the show. They've absorbed the premise. They've had enough time to amuse themselves by coming up with phony names of bands.
Right, and become
they've
fluent.
They've been just sitting around.
Become fluent with it.
Yes, and they're coming up with little details.
So you're expecting them all to be fake.
Yes, from this point on.
Yeah, so you think they're all going to be fake.
I'll give you an example, Ken. Okay, caller, what's the name of your band?
Fatso.
How do you spell that?
F-A-T-S-O.
Oh, Fatso.
Okay. Oh, Fatso. Mm-hmm.
Fatso, okay. And the song by Fatso is?
Sex Offender.
Sex Offender, okay. What do you say, Andy? Fake? That's what you would have said. You said everybody's calling up with fake bands and songs. What's the verdict? Oh, you get to ask him one question.
I will ask him one question. Sing the first line.
No, you can't ask him.
Recite one line.
We've already said you can't.
One line.
No. No. That you can't do. No.
How many members of Fatso were there?
Okay, there you go.
Describe the band.
I believe there were four. I'm not sure. My sister dated the guitarist. So okay.
Liar.
But they were
liar.
Terrible,
so. Liar. Your sister hasn't left the house since 2005. Liar. That is a made-up band.
Okay, so that's what you're saying, Andy?
Yes.
You're saying Fatso is fake.
Yes. That whole thing about the sister. That whole elaborate story. She met some drummer.
Michael, what do you say? There's actually a lot of bands called Fatso.
No, there is not.
On Discogs.
Yeah, but they have.
So, Michael.
Really?
Yeah, there are. But,
yeah,
but
he just said, oh, really?
Okay,
there,
but
there's your answer.
You meant it to be fake.
Of
okay.
course he did.
No, I asked you a serious. They were a small band out of New Mexico.
Yeah, oh. Wait, what was the name of the... Okay, if you can verify the name of that song.
Sex Offender.
Sex Offender.
I believe there's a YouTube link to it.
Oh.
From 99.
Yeah. Yes, we found it.
Okay, let me see a picture. Let me see a picture of the guy your sister dated. Let's see a picture of the band.
Oh, dear. I hope he's not on there.
Oh, I think, yeah, no, she dated Christian.
She let the drummer of Fatso get away?
Right? Oh, the drummer. Yeah. Oh, the drummer was Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, that Adam.
I bet. What was your sister thinking?
Thank you, Michael. You just put Andy $5 deeper into the hole.
Listener, and awesome. Can I just address the women listening? If you're lucky enough to get a rock and roll drummer interested in you, you do whatever you need to do to keep his interest. You don't let that one off the hook.
Adam Tilley.
He's a drummer.
Adam Tilley, man.
You know what a drummer means?
He was the drummer for Fatso.
A drummer means he has job security. He has the kit. They probably rehearse in his mother's basement.
That's true. Whoever the drummer...
He's the drummer.
Yeah, the parents get used to the noise of the drummer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's going to be there 5 albums later.
Well, anyway, Michael, well played. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Okay, time for one more person to stump Andy. Hi, caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, it's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Nadia won't lie to me. Nadia won't lie to me.
Maybe you don't know. You
Nadia, know. Nadia, yeah, we're friends, right?
I just want to say thank you for having me on the air.
Oh, my God, really you were a delight. You were. Everybody loved you, Nadia.
And my friend said he would actually chuck me out the window. So.
Oh, no. That went a little too far. But you were so sweet. You were a great co-host. I always wondered what it would be like to have a great co-host.
Anyways, I talked to Isabel, and she said she'd give me the tickets, so.
Oh, that's so nice of Isabel.
Wow.
But we have to stick to the plan. And,
yeah, we did pick out a runner-up for those tickets.
Yeah, there's someone
okay,
that was
I'll
a heartbeat away.
Back then. Yeah, sure.
But great job when you filled in for me, Nadia. Sounded great.
Yeah. Anyways, I have a song.
Okay.
Okay.
It's called That's Just My Baby Doggy by Chicky Milky.
It's by Chicky Milky?
Yeah.
Nadia?
Chicky Milky.
Here's my guess, Nadia. Let me begin by saying I love you.
That's Just My Baby Dog.
You don't have to write it down, Ken. She's making this. You don't have to write it down. Nadia, I love you. And Nadia, you had a few minutes, this hour, and you sat around and you came up with a great name of a band and a great name for a phony song. And I love you for that. Thanks for calling.
But you're saying it's fake, Andy.
Yeah, that's fake.
That's your answer?
Yes.
It's actually a real song.
It can't be. There's no way. Little kids don't... No, little kids aren't that clever.
Chicky Milky?
It literally repeats the same words. He goes, "That's just my baby doggy. That's just my baby doggy."
But wait, well, why were you just giggling nervously? I thought I read you perfectly.
Because I'm great at lying, and I'm also pretty sure Mona played it. I'm not sure, though.
That's just my baby doggy. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it.
It's with the E at the end. So it's dog and then with an E.
Oh, okay.
Dog, D-O-G-E-E. I don't think that's somebody else. Nadia, where did you hear this band? Was it in a dream you had?
It's not a band. It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Oh, it's somebody uploaded an original song on YouTube.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that puts you $20 in the hole, Andy.
Yeah, okay, fine. Here's
good job, Nadia.
It's a good song.
Great job, and great to hear your voice again, Nadia. Hey, so I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, buddy.
Thanks, Nadia.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so you're gone next week. We're airing two listener quizzes, and then I'm going to be at the Beer Sandwich Benefit in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And the week after that, I'm not sure what we're going to do, and then you return. This is because you're employed again.
Well, actually, I'm actually taking a couple of weeks to myself, but...
You're taking a couple of weeks to yourself.
I'm doing Seattle, and then I'm doing a cruise, actually.
By yourself?
No, not. I'm with a friend.
I see. I'm with a friend.
And one of my imaginary friends. I invited both imaginary friends, and one of them was busy.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going with my imaginary friend.
So you're going on a trip to the Pacific Northwest with one of your imaginary friends.
Yeah.
Well, have a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope to see listeners at Beer Sandwich at Greenpoint at Radio Star next Wednesday night. And thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter.
And we need to hear from Isabel.
Yes, we do need.
We need confirmation.
Yes, I need to hear very badly from Isabel. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
You hear me talking to you, I mean it's good like that.
Now I'm a little red rooster, told my little brown hen, we have a date at the barn about half past ten.
You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's good like that.
Now the little red rooster told the little brown hen, you ain't laid a egg and I don't know when.
You know it's bad like that, beating on bomb. You know it's bad like that, beating on bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's bad like that.
Play, boy. You don't come around quite often as you used to.
You know it's tough like that, beating on bomb. You know it's tough like that, beating on bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's tough like that.
Now Grandpa Rooster told Grandma Hen,
yes,
let them alone, they'll get good again.
You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's good like that.
Play it out, boy.
You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's good like that.
What's the matter now?